AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. President Trump says he's considering getting rid of the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Speaking to reporters while visiting hurricane damage in North Carolina, Trump says states should handle their own natural disasters instead of counting on FEMA.
I'd like to see the states take care of disasters. Let the state take care of the tornadoes and the hurricanes and all of the other things that happen. And I think you're going to find it a lot less expensive. You'll do it for less than half. And you're going to get a lot quicker response.
Later today, the president travels to Los Angeles to see firsthand the devastation caused by the wildfires. Sources say President Trump has ended the federal security detail for Dr. Anthony Fauci, the infectious disease expert who advised him on the COVID-19 pandemic. Fauci is the latest in a string of former Trump aides turned critics to see their federal protection canceled despite ongoing threats to their lives. The Oath Keepers founder is being barred from Washington.
A federal judge has barred the Oath Keepers founder, Stuart Rhodes, from entering Washington, D.C. without the court's approval. That's after President Donald Trump commuted the far-right extremist group leader's 18-year prison sentence for orchestrating an attack on the U.S. Capitol 4 years ago. U.S. District Judge Amit Mehta's order comes 2 days after Rhodes visited the Capitol, where he met with at least one lawmaker, chatted with others, and defended his actions during a mob's attack on January 6, 2021. Rhodes was released from a Maryland prison a day earlier. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
Discount store chain Target says it's joining rival Walmart and other prominent American brands in scaling back corporate diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. DEI policies, as they are known for short, have come under attack from conservative activists and, as of this week, the White House. This is AP News. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports on fighting in Congo.
The governor of Eastern Congo's North Kivu province has died from injuries sustained during fighting on the front lines, according to authorities. The death of Major General Peter Chirimwami was announced as M23 rebels closed in on the provincial capital Goma. M23 made significant territorial gains in recent weeks, encircling Goma, which has around 2 million people and is a regional hub for security and humanitarian efforts. At a news conference in Geneva, UN humanitarian spokesperson Ravina Shamdasani warned against an M23 attack on Goma.
We are deeply alarmed at the heightened risk of an attack by the M23 armed group on Goma, the capital of North Kivu in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo.
I'm Karen Chamas.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.